There were strong endorsements today for a controversial program in Massachusetts that involuntarily commits people for addiction treatment under a state law known as Section 35. The Hampden County Sheriff's Department marked the one-year anniversary of its Section 35 program with a gathering in Springfield of former clients, family members, community partners, and elected officials. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill reports. Since Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi opened the program known as the Stony Brook Stabilization and Treatment Center last May, it's taken in more than 860 people. Among the first to enter the treatment program was a man who asked to be identified only as Keith, who said it helped save his life.
I hope they don't shut this program down, because I've seen a lot of people who aren't here with us anymore. The more programs that are out there, the better chance we have.
Section 35 allows a judge to act at the request of a family member or law enforcement officer to commit someone to jail or prison for addiction treatment, even if the person is not charged with a crime. Legislation has been filed to end the practice, and it's the target of a lawsuit. In 2016, the state agreed to stop sending women to correctional facilities for addiction treatment. Cochi said before he began taking Section 35 commitments last year, there were zero options for addiction services in Western Massachusetts.
For people that believe that the overdose crisis is moving in the right direction, they're sadly mistaken. The train is out of the station. We need to slow the train down, then we have to pull the train back, and then we have to park the train back in the station, and we're still trying to just slow the train down.
The program accepts people from the four western counties and Worcester County. It operates in a wing of the Hampden County Jail in Ludlow and at a facility in a residential neighborhood in Springfield.
And what we've done is we've built relationships, and we've stabilized the individuals in what at one time was considered forced treatment has become acceptance, and it has become voluntary treatment, and that's the success of the program.
Opioid deaths declined overall in Massachusetts last year, according to a report from the state health department, but the number of overdose deaths rose in Hampden County and doubled in the city of Springfield. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the need for a Section 35 program is pretty clear to him.
It's doing the right thing to help out individuals and families at a second chance at a productive life. And I tell those individuals who say, question it, the alternative is that person might not be around again.
Also endorsing the program was the head of the largest healthcare organization in Western Massachusetts, Dr. Mark Kerouac, the CEO of Bay State Health.
This is the kind of innovative and effective program that the opioid crisis now demands. If you look at the statistics of the program, fewer than 5% of people are recommitted. That's a statewide low.
Democratic State Representative Michael Finn of West Springfield was the only member of a legislative commission to vote against recommending an end to Section 35 commitments to correctional facilities. He said the Hampden County Sheriff's Program is good for Western Massachusetts.
He's providing services that, quite frankly, nobody else in Hampden County was willing to do. He's doing it at a level that's above everybody else in the state, and the results are there. And for those reasons, I feel very strongly that, why should we be reinventing the wheel out here in Hampden County?
A $1 million line item for the Section 35 program at the Hampden County Jail was included in the state budget signed last week by Republican Governor Charlie Baker. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.